Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. It was by faith that Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she'd given a friendly welcome to the spies. In this chapter, the writer to the Hebrews introduces us to a number of Old Testament heroes of the faith. It isn't anything like a complete list. Hundreds of important characters received no mention at all. And so it's fascinating that he chose to shine the spotlight on the prostitute Rahab. We might have expected him to skip over her in favour of people with a more respectable line of work. But no, Rahab is commended because of the hospitality that she gave to the Israelite spies when they went to explore the Promised Land. In fact, she went further. She was also willing to lie to the king of Jericho's messengers when they went looking for the spies. What impressed the writer was that Rahab was not swept along by the disobedience of the other residents of Jericho. She was willing to put herself in danger in order to show her commitment to the God of Israel. The focus on Rahab reminds us that the door of faith is open to every kind of person. In Jesus' ministry, he went out of his way to make this clear. He continually shocked his contemporaries by the company that he kept. He was often seen with prostitutes, tax collectors, and others with dodgy reputations. For many of the religious leaders, the fact that he spent time with such people was clear proof that he couldn't possibly be the Son of God. But Jesus was continually keen to show that he came for everyone, whatever their background and however flagrant their sin. It's a continual challenge to the church today to ensure that the doors are wide open to everyone, whatever their background. Only then can we stay true to the God who throws open his arms of love to everyone who will come to him in faith. So let me ask you a question. Are you truly welcoming to everyone who comes into your church? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that your arms are open to everyone in our community, whatever their background, failures, or needs. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.